Good morning on this Christmas Eve day, and joining us, as he does at this time each day, is our political observer, Dr. Alan Chartok. Happy holidays, Alan.
And a happy holiday to you, Ian, and thank you so much for doing this and stepping in to help us out. You're our news director, and we expect no less. You're terrific.
Well, my pleasure. And for people who have maybe put off the shopping till the last minute, there's still time to become a member of WAMC.
You are so right, and that's really important because in the end, we all think about what's important to us, and sometimes, you know, people don't always say, well, you know, I get up every morning and I turn my radio station on and I love it and maybe I can do a little something. And the way you do that is go to WAMC.org and there it says pledge now. A little extra would be terrific. We can always use it, Ian.
It's Christmas time now, but just after the new year, the sprint's really on in the early voting states. And the New York Times is reporting that Governor Jeb Bush and Governor Christie are turning to guilt in New Hampshire because of the insurgent campaign of Donald Trump.
That's right. Basically, they're saying, be responsible. Come on now. You know, you may have anger. You may say, okay, things aren't right. But Trump isn't the way to go, they're saying. And when the New York Times uses the word guilt, it means, come on, let's all grow up and remember that we have a big country to run here. I think that that is the message that these two guys, who were supposed to be front runners and who aren't now, are sending. It could be a Hail Mary pass. In other words, Trump is ahead by 20-something points now. So this is it now. They have to change their ways. They have to come up with some message that resonates with people in a primary, and that's what they're doing. Trump is a guy who understands how angry so many people are in this country. And he has sent that message, and for everybody who wants to put up a dirty picture or who wants to tell a dirty joke or who wants to make some kind of homophobic crack, this is a guy who has honed into this PC business and said, PC is bad. Now, I've been saying it on the radio, as you know, for quite a while, but now the big boys, the big pundits and everybody else are checking in and saying, you know what it is? It's the anti-PC message. Well, look, that's all fine unless you happen to be somebody who does have a physical deformity and somebody makes a mean-spirited joke about it, or who happens to be Jewish or happens to be Muslim or happens to be, anything else. And the Trumps of the world, or happens to be a woman, the Trumps of the world are saying, okay, women are fat pigs or this or that, you know, and then it hurts like hell. And so, to have an anti-PC message is just what you would expect of a guy like this. It's been done before in history many times when you scapegoat people.
Alan, I know you're a lover of old movies. So will you be watching It's a Wonderful Life today?
I watch it every year. I skulk away and I listen. I watch it, maybe not all of it, but some of it. I certainly like the end the best. And Jimmy Stewart made his reputation in large part because of this, although he's done some wonderful other films. So I'll be watching it because I love it.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you, Ian.